This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hadith number 219. من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. This is, it's not necessarily speaking about Ramadan, but it is speaking about something very important, which is to show the difference between acts of piety and acts of wrong that a person does. How does that equate together? Because what you've got is, the scenario would be that you've got a person who is, mashallah, trying to do some good. So he's trying to fast every Monday and Thursday, for example, or fasting even every second day. At the same time, there is an evil that they are involved in. For example, in this particular narration, it talks about false utterances, right? And acting on falsehood. So basically leading a life of lie, whether that means just petty lying, or lying from someone else, lying to sell your goods, telling them that the quality is such and such, or it's without defect, defect free, and so on. All of these things, whatever it is. Falsehood is such an evil. Falsehood is such an evil that even out of religion, it's something that is considered to be evil, just intrinsically speaking. Because imagine living in a world where it was all about falsehood. You could never trust anybody because falsehood would be accepted. And you would not trust anybody. Everything would just be a toss-up. You just wonder if something is right. You'd have to make contingency plans for everything. Right, so it's not a very predictable world to live in. It's just so evil that the Prophet ﷺ is saying here, whoever does not abandon false utterances and practicing upon it while fasting, Allah cares not then that the person abandons his food and drink. Equating one of the worst sins, which according to one hadith, Muslims cannot lie. They could do everything else, you'd commit zina, meaning a person could fall into all of these other diseases, but one thing that you cannot do because of the iman that we have and the submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our belief in the unseen, lying is just something that a Muslim cannot do. Meaning a true believer cannot lie. You could have a believer who could fall into other sins and then, you know, make tawbah and come back. But lying is something that is just totally out of it. And the reason for that is our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the belief in the unseen. It's the belief that in the unseen, that we can't see him, but he sees everything that we do. And the benefit here is, or the point here to make, is that our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such, to such a level, that lying goes against our very nature of our belief. Because we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us all the time, and he knows the truth of everything. And we're not supposed to lie. It's just such a big, big problem in our religion. So it is very, very wrong to lie. On the other hand, you've got a deed, a good deed, which is considered a very virtuous deed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a hadith Qudsi, as related from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that fasting is for me and I give directly, I reward for it directly. And the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives for the sake of fasting or for fasting is immense. It's innumerable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just gives great reward. So you've got a very virtuous deed, very historical, very virtuous deed that is very beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you're being shown that even if somebody is committing, is practicing that good deed, but what is going to happen is this bad deed, it's so bad that it will cancel out this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't care for such a person, whereas he really does care for people who fast. So false utterances refer to all kind of verbal sins, and they include giving false evidence, cursing, because when you curse someone, it's normally a lie. Call somebody a dog, call somebody a pig, it's a lie. Call somebody a, you know, whatever other there is, it's normally based on a lie, because what you're doing is you're exaggerating something evil about that person. Right? Another one is engulfing oaths. These means oaths that it's just pure white lie oaths that you give, that you make. Slandering, backbiting, reviling, false practices, and all of this refers to deceptive, immoral, and sinful practices. The reason for it is very clear. Fasting is not about it's not about depriving yourself of nourishment, not just ingesting anything. It's actually more than that. So the person absolutely has no idea why they're fasting. They've got a distorted understanding of why they fast, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't care for this fast, because they're not fulfilling one of the biggest criteria. Fasting is a shield against these diseases, against these problems, against these evils. Hadith is related by Imam Bukhari.